This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, it's really good to have you with us, and if you were with us last week... About this time, actually it was a little bit before this time, but we were all sitting here in the gathered Radio Night Live studio, and we were firing away, and Mike Lindell was with us, and we had Kelsey Harkness lined up to join us in the ladies' lounge, and we were expecting a really great show, and for the second time, the transformer outside our studio blew, and the whole block went dark, and like we had to abandon like ship, and so there were some of you that may have gotten a previously released episode of the show on radio or television. That has not happened much this year because we have tried to be live as many times as we could throughout the entirety of 2018, and I think we did a really good job actually. Probably the least number of times we've ever been on tape. But all that to say that if you thought, well, I wonder if they're back. Yeah, we're back. Everything's working. Thank God. There's been no Transformers blow. And watch it now. As soon as I say it, something will just happen and blow it right up. But anyway, welcome to hour two of a very busy Saturday night. Now, I don't know. The other week... Those of you watching on Biz TV, you know what I'm doing here. I'm taking the elf on the shelf off my microphone because, for some reason, Nick, our TV director, loves to put this little guy as an Easter egg all through the show. So sometimes he's over like on the wall. Sometimes he's just like hanging onto the computer, whatever. Tonight I came in and I think this is because Ivan's kid was in here like messing with stuff ahead of time. But he was like handcuffed to the microphone. Like he was like some sort of enslaved, manservant or something. I don't know. But so I've now liberated the elf on the shelf, and he is free to go roam about the studio as he wishes, because I just don't want to see him on the monitor anymore. 1 hour's enough. I'm jealous of the FaceTime, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, welcome. I hope you had a good week. What did you do this week? Well, I spent a lot of it. I did something unusual. I took a day off in the middle of the week. So on Thursday, we had the chance to go see, for the first time, the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular. And so we had some relatives that came in. They've never done New York City. They said, hey, let's take all the kids to see a show. What do you want to see? And, of course, my three-year-old, who is just dying to do anything related to dance right now, was thrilled. And so... we're sitting there watching this, and it's probably been 15 years since I've seen this, but they've changed it up. There's a lot of stuff that's now projected on the roof of the theater now, and it's so colorful and very, very vibrant. It's very, very engaging. But she sat there, and she was mesmerized. And when they did the Nutcracker miniature suite in the middle of it, she was in her mind Clara, and she was dancing across the stage as, you know, every three-year-old princess believes that she is at that point in time. And it was one of those things where I thought, wow, this is really cool. This is, you know, New York Christmas. I get to, my kids and I get to do this fun thing together, and thanks to Uncle Kevin who helped make all that possible. Not me, another Uncle Kevin. But it was just a bit, even if it was in the rain, we're tromping around in the rain, getting wet afterwards. We didn't even care. We were just like so happy because everybody had such a good time. And I hope that you, in this coming week, have a special opportunity to interact with the meaning of what Christmas is about, the meaning of God coming to earth and becoming one of us and bringing with him the gift of light and truth and salvation and all the things that that go with that. And if that's not your belief system, they were gifts for you anyway. So I'm just going to say I hope that the meaning of all that is something that that you allow to touch your heart in some way this Christmas. But it was another reminder to me that there are some families, at least 14 as of when we started the show tonight, that won't be having that kind of Christmas tonight, because as our guest Joel Vanderspex told us in the first hour, they are anticipating another attack by the Fulani herdsmen at any moment. It could come tonight, it could come tomorrow night, it could come Christmas Eve, it could come Christmas Day. And knowing how Islamic radicals like to operate, I would not be at all shocked if it was on Christmas Day. So if we could, in the next hour, ensure that those 14 families can be relocated and brought to safety prior to that Christmas Day happening, I would love to see that happen. It's one of the reasons why I was up early today. And I do something that's very unusual. Not only do I never ask any of my listeners to give to something that I don't personally give to, I also go and ask everybody that supports our show, my advertisers, on the local and national level, and I say, hey, I want you to consider helping us with this cause. And I'm always so pleased that they see the enormous good that it can do, and they immediately jump in. So I said, hey, guys, I think it would help encourage listeners tonight if we put together some opportunity to have their gift matched. And would you be willing to do this? And I haven't heard from everybody in finality yet, but I heard from enough people to know that there's going to be interest, that we've got a match for match. We've got a dollar for dollar match hour underway. And if you give in this hour, there are going to be other people that are going to match that gift, and we are going to be able to help even more families because you gave now. And as we are closing that gap of the final 14 that have yet to be helped, we need your help in that regard as it comes across tonight. So here's the thing. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. You've heard me talk about the Christian families in Nigeria that are under attack from Islamic terrorists since September. The first week of September is when we rolled this out. And we had 82 families that we were attempting to try to secure and rescue before Christmas as a Christmas present to them. All they want for Christmas is just the right to live in peace. You want something much more complicated. You want a new iPhone. You want something else. They don't have that sophistication or complication. They just want a good night's sleep. They just want to they just want to be able to lock their door and know that they're not going to be burned to death with their families because they did when they went to bed that night. And that's the persecution that these Christian families are under. But we've rescued 68. We've already spoken for 68, and those families are taken care of. What we are trying to do now is to reach those final 14 families that we have yet to speak for. And so this hour, every second of this hour that goes by, if you're giving a gift, just know that other people are giving a gift that will match it as well. And so we want to make the most, we want to maximize the most of what we can do in this hour to help the remaining 14 families that are there. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. Come on, it's Christmas. We've been talking about this since September. Tonight is, and I love make or break nights, because this is where the really exciting stuff happens, where we think, well, are we going to get that last family? Are we going to get, you know, that one? Because we don't want to leave the one family out there. Will someone speak up? And then all of a sudden, right through the door, someone comes and says, hey, I'm going to help. Friends, maybe that's you. You've heard us talking about the need. You've heard us describe the incredible circumstances that the children are facing. And maybe you've already said, yeah, I intend to give, but you just forgot. Friends, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, because you can do it now. If you didn't do it before now, you can still do it now. And if you're a person of faith, this is the one request I have of you this hour. If you're a person of faith and you've already given the amount that you know that you can give, would you please take a moment to pray that this hour every one of these remaining 14 families would be covered, would be cared for, would be secured, that we could rescue them, relocate them, bring them to safety, bring them to a better place of health if they need some hospitalization, if they need food, if they need shelter, the stuff that they're going to need to relocate. Would you pray that every one of these 14 families would receive that which they need through the work that we do this hour? Could you do that for me? 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. If you're not someone who prays, then you're off the hook. But I'm saying to my faithful brethren and sistren, if you are a person of prayer, would you consider doing that this hour? Now, Joel Vanderspeck is back with us for the second hour. And Joel, we're going to take our first break here in just a moment. But when we come back, I want you to tell us about a little girl named Lydia. We have her picture, and we'll be able to tell people, show people who she is as you're describing her. But the heartbeat of her story is really one that I think speaks to the bigger heart of the picture of what we're dealing with these families. And as there are 14 still out there, friends, we are going to be relentless. Every gift matched to this hour. Will you call 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you'd rather give online, you can do that as well. Just go to csi-usa.org and click on the Radio Night Live logo towards the bottom of the page. That'll click you straight through to the Kevin McCullough listener page. 888-342-1010.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is a very, very big, busy match hour. Every dollar, every child, every family we can help this hour is going to be matched, child for child. Thank you, Anastasia in Sanger, Texas. Thank you, David in Sherwood, Arkansas. Thank you, Robert in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're grateful for all three of you stepping up and saying we want to make a difference in the plight of these Nigerian families. Thank you to those of you that are even calling right now and getting your gift matched. Dollar for dollar. This hour only, please make the call. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. So I'm in the house after the family has left today, and the boys have been watching the Incredibles 2 movie, and my little daughter was sitting on my lap, and I had to get up to go take a phone call and do a couple of other things. And when I came back in, and I walked into the room, and the three of them are sitting there on the couch watching the movie, and little Charlotte looks up to me, and she goes, Daddy, I need you to come back. I need you to come back. I said, come back where? She goes, I need you to come back here. I need you to come back to the couch. She wanted to sit on her daddy's lap again. And again, it was one of those moments, those little snapshot moments over the last number of days where I thought, what about those little kids? What about those little girls that didn't have their mom or dad to sit back on their lap again after the Fulani herdsmen had come through in the country of Nigeria and what has happened there. Joel Vanderspeck is with CSI, Christian Solidarity International, our fabulous partner that I can't rave highly enough about because of all the good work that they do. If you were with us last year, you helped us liberate human slaves from Northern Sudan through CSI, and this year, this Nigerian initiative is exclusively something that they're doing. There's no one else doing it. They are the first responders, as Joel has been saying. But Joel, you were there on the ground in June when the last massive attack by the Fulani took place, and afterwards you were told about a story, and you heard a story from a little girl's dad, a little girl named Lydia. Tell us her story.
Right. Well, when we were in the hospital, Lydia was the first bedside that we approached to hear the family story, and we spoke to her dad, and we saw little Lydia. She's 8 months old, and she was on her hospital bed, all bandaged up. Her entire body pretty much was bandaged up, and her dad told us the story of when the Fulani came to attack their home. The mom quickly called dad and said, don't come home because the Fulani are attacking. Stay away from the village. So she managed to save his life. Then the Fulani came to the front door, and they managed to get the door open, and they came in with the AK-47s, spraying bullets everywhere. And Kevin, it's hard to share this story. It's very emotional. The bullets went into Lydia's mom and through her body and into little Lydia. And Lydia's mom was holding her so tightly to protect her, turned her back to the attackers, and took those bullets to save little Lydia's life. And Lydia's mom died in the attack. But there was little Lydia, a survivor of this massacre, and her mom, who saved both Lydia's life and the life of Lydia's dad. And she is just one of those survivors that we are trying to help this Christmas. And there was just so many stories like that, Kevin. We went from bedside to bedside, meeting these kids that had been attacked.
Nick, put back up on the screen for the people that can see it on Biz TV and on the internet feed. This is little Lydia, and Joel, this is the picture that you gave me. About how long after the attack was this picture taken?
We arrived at the tail end of the attacks. So the attacks took place for 3 days, and we got there the day after. So that was most likely within 1 or 2 days of those attacks happening.
Okay. So she had already been seen by the doctors. But, yeah, her body is just bandaged basically from the neck down to the waist. You can just tell that her little body's just been ravaged by all that damage. What is the latest with her? Have you spoken with anybody that has told you anything of her condition since?
Yeah, we're monitoring the situation of numerous children that we met in the hospital, and little Lydia is recovering. She's doing well. She's going to survive.
Survive being a very tricky word, because you and I thinking of survival, there's enormous amounts of trauma that this little body has seen and she'll be dealing with for a long time. But I'm sure that her dad and she both, will probably have very hard time putting into words what the sacrifice of their wife and mom did for them in that moment.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of counseling that will need to take place and helping people overcome the trauma. Everyone that we met lost a loved one, a family member. And so there's a lot of healing that needs to take place. I appreciate you asking your listeners to pray.
Yeah.
Because that definitely is part of it, for God to bring us healing to these people.
Yeah.
But there's, and they just need now the practical food and medical help and shelter. Because now is the long-term recovery from this particular attack.
And you were telling us at the beginning of the last hour that the intelligence that's on the ground, and it's incomplete at best, but the people that have their sources believe that the Fulani are recouping and maybe readying for another attack, maybe even this week.
Yeah, the report that we just received 2 days ago, Kevin, was that the Fulani are planning an attack starting from the 23rd, which is tomorrow, and they attack Christians often at the Christmas time. They've been spotted around the Christian villages at nighttime, carrying arms, spying out the Christian villages to plan their attack, essentially. And so the people are bracing themselves, and they really have no defense. What happened after these last attacks is that the military and the police came into the Christian villages, and they were actually arresting not any Fulani. The Fulani had fled. No one went after the Fulani. No retaliation whatsoever. But they were arresting Christians for starting to have protests to raise awareness in the country to say, this is happening, it has to stop. And they were arresting Christians for protesting against the attacks that were taking place. So that's the type of crazy situation that's going on. It's unjust. And the Christians in Nigeria need our help this Christmas time.
Yeah. Friends, please go to the phone and make that call. We are 14 families away from helping all 82 that were on the list when we started. And we don't want to leave a single one of them behind, particularly if there is another attack on the horizon. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We have no reason to believe that that information is bad, by the way, because these radicals usually tend to do what they threaten to do, and that's one of the reasons why we take it so seriously. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. If you want to give a gift online, you can go to csi-usa.org and click on the Radio Night Live button there. You can also use my website, thebingethinker.com, and just click on the CSI banners that you see. We are so close. We started in September. We knew of the need. We started telling you about it. You began responding. As of tonight, 68 of the 82 families taken care of. But this hour, every dollar we see come through the gift will be matched. We need your help. We can get there. We can get all 14 families if each of us does what we can. 888-342-1010. What a great Christmas present to give to a family in need. 888-342-1010.
888-342-1010. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is threatening to close the southern border with Mexico if he doesn't get the funding for his border wall. Washington Post reporter Michael Scherer has more on the president's negotiations with Democrats over border wall funding.
The latest offer we've heard is about $2.5 billion for the year for border security. It's not clear what restrictions would be put on that, whether it could go to new fencing or not. The president has also backed off his initial demand for a concrete wall. He's now saying steel slats will be enough.
While Washington remains deadlocked, 380,000 workers have been told to stay home without pay, and 420,000 others, including TSA screeners, members of the Coast Guard, and Border Patrol officers, must continue working without pay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost.
It's hard not to be a little bit in the holiday spirit, is it, when you've got Nat King Cole singing Chestnuts Roasting? Welcome back, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. It is our final broadcast before the big Christmas holiday, and it's always a special one here because about 3 years ago, I made the decision that we were going to start using a portion of my broadcast platform, and not very much of it. We're just in the final quarter of of the year. We are going to dedicate ourselves to a cause. We're going to challenge one another. We're going to get people involved. We're going to raise awareness. We're going to spread the word, and hopefully we're going to do some good in the world around us. As someone who has not necessarily always done it the way that the industry or the rest of the world said it was supposed to be done, my career has been built in a very awkward way. I've worked in very strange places, and I've had multiple gigs at multiple networks and stations at the same time. That's something that usually doesn't happen. Even presently, right now, on a given week, I will do as many as four different broadcasts for four different entities, and they will go to millions of different places every single day. And what we end up doing is just kind of being on the air nonstop. And when I got looking at that a couple of years ago, I said, you know, and I'm a believer. I very much count on the fact that there is a God. But I said, God, I've not been given all of this reach and influence and all this stuff just to use it for stuff that I want to use it for. Give me a way to make it count for something much bigger than just me. He showed me we could start doing these projects in the end of the year. So last year you helped us liberate almost 200 human slaves from Northern Sudan, and this year we've helped nearly four times that amount of people, given that every family that we're rescuing in Nigeria is multiple people. It's not just one slave. It's a whole family that's enduring persecution. And so to know that, you know, 200 or 300 people have already been helped, and if we can reach these final 14 families tonight, friends, the good that that will do, these 82 families, they have been on my heart from the day that I first heard about their plight. They have been on my heart. I've been praying for them. God, please don't let anything come to them until we can get them out of harm's way. And here we are, a few days before Christmas, and only a few families left yet to go. But friends, we can't do it without you. And maybe you have the ability to do multiple families. Maybe you could do $225 for a family, but do that times 5 or 6 or 7. I know that there are people listening that have that kind of resource. Maybe you're the kind of person in this hour that can say, Kev, I can do maybe a half of a family. I could do $112 or $115. Maybe you need to break it up over a couple of months. $150 one month, $75 the next, but between the 2 months worth, your budget allows you to rescue an entire family. The point being that what we want to do is we want to stand by these families. We want to make sure that they're not abandoned. They're not alone. They're not left out in the cold this Christmas because we have the ability to do something about it. It's one thing to know about pain and suffering and injustice and to be powerless to do anything. There's nothing more frustrating than that. Joel Vanderspeck, I have a feeling that when you were first there in June and you're saying to yourself, God, how can this be happening? And your inability to, at that moment, just dictate, you know, a difference, you know, say, we're going to move all these people into this place. And I'm sure that that was frustrating to you. But how much better it is when we actually do see a solution and we know that we can make a difference, and then we actually have the ability to make the change.
Right, exactly. And we can. We can be that change for the people in Nigeria that need our help right now. And even though it seems like it's far away, it's on the other side of the world, we have our partners on the ground that are helping, that will deliver the aid directly to the Christian communities there. So it's good to know that we can make a difference. While the world is ignoring this situation, that we're on the ground and your listeners will make a direct impact to the lives of our brothers and sisters in Nigeria.
Yeah. Joel, I know you're a caring dad, and you saw so many kids in those hospitals. What are your thoughts about those kids in this Christmas?
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, I was there, and one of the first hospital bedsides I went to was a little girl who was probably about 4 years old, and she had cuts around her neck. Her neck was all bandaged up, and I asked her mom what had happened. And so the Fulani came to the village, and they came with the machetes, and they tried to decapitate this young gal. Her name was Nana, and it broke my heart. And I didn't know what to do. I reached out my hand, and I prayed for Nana and her family. And I just thought about my own kids, and if that would have happened to them, you know, I just couldn't even imagine it.
Yeah.
And so it's, it's just shocking.
Well, we can prevent it from happening the second time. 888-342-1010. Friends, limited time, but the match is on. 888-342-1010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We have 16 minutes left in the hour, and we need you to be calling, friends. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Tonight is the night where we are trying to help every last family get rescued that we can of the 14 that we know that are left. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Let's thank some people. I saw Barbara's name on that last slide there, and she gave a enough, I believe, to take care of an entire family. And there's been others that have been calling, and we're grateful for. I'm sorry, it was Doris, and Doris from Louisville said, "Yeah, I'm gonna take care of a whole family." Raja from North Babylon, New York, said $100 is what I can do. Raja, thank you for your generosity. Alex from Lafayette, California, said $200 for us. We're going to do as much as we can. And friends, I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for every one of you that have considered seriously our plea over the last 4 months. Because tonight's the night. It's our final opportunity before Christmas to send this Christmas present to these families that so desperately need it. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And every gift given, every child rescued, every family rescued this hour being matched by some generous advertising friends of this show, please do not let that go to waste. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Joel Vanderspeck is the director of all the operations for CSI USA. They are an international organization, and Dr. John Eibner is still part of their international work, but Joel runs the day-to-day activities here in the U.S. out of the Southern California offices. And Joel, it's been a pleasure to have you with us and remind us throughout the fall of the need of what these families are going through. Let's go back to the young man that you mentioned at the beginning of the last hour, and that's Mr. Samuel, who's one of the people that you you first ran into when you were at the hospital right after the attacks in June.
Mm-hmm. Right. We just got the report again from Samuel, and he's still in the hospital. It's the third time they've attacked his village, the Fulani herdsmen. Three attacks on his village so far, and he was shot in the last one. And he went to the door because he heard the chaos going outside. The Fulani broke down the door. They shot him. He fell to the ground, and then they went after the rest of his family. They managed to kill his wife, and they killed his four children. One son named Alaska, 8 years old, Talatu, 6 years old, Peter, 4 years old, and Ezekiel, just age of two. And so Sangal's still there. There's a bullet lodged in his back near his spinal cord, and he's one of the people that just needs help this Christmas. He's going to be spending Christmas in the hospital, in his hospital bed. And so these are the type of people that just desperately need our help this Christmas time. So I want to thank your listeners, Kevin, for being so generous and helping.
Well, it helps feed the family. It helps provide the needed medical supplies and care, and it also helps them get new shelter for when they are displaced and in more secure environments, friends. So the combined total of all of that help is $225. But whatever you can do this hour, if you can do half of that at $113, that's going to be matched. Someone else is going to come alongside and do the other $113. You'll help a family. So if you do $225 right now, you in essence are helping two families because that's going to be matched as well. But we need your help. 888-342-1010. And one of the things that we haven't really touched on tonight, Joel, is that there really is a kind of worldview and kind of religious difference in this battle, because it is Islamic radicals going after Christians, but it's also about geography. It's also about land. It's about buildings. Uh-huh. It's about these types of things. They even shot a woman in one of the churches.
Yeah, Gloria, 12 years old. We met her in the hospital, and she said she heard the sound of gunshots, and she went running to the place that she thought would be the safest, which is the sanctuary of her church. And while she was hiding between the church pews, she heard the sound of gunfire and some loud flashes of light. And then she felt the bullets go through her legs and also her arms. And she's one of the survivors. And the Fulani were merciless. They came in killing the most vulnerable women, moms who were nursing their young babies. They gunned them down or hacked them to death with machetes. And so it was just an awful, awful situation. It was mass burials because of the numbers of large numbers of people that were killed, and the government would not let there be proper burials for the Christians. Even pastors, we have reports of four pastors that were killed and their churches burned down, and the Fulani have taken over those areas, Kevin, and they're rebuilding those churches now as mosques. So that's a horrific situation in the middle region.
Yeah. So well, and that's just incredibly shocking. And friends, if you're listening tonight, you understand why we are doing what we are doing. This is important. There are 14 families when we started the show tonight that had not yet been secured for relocation, for the shelter, for the food, and for the help that they need. And we need you. So if your family could just adopt one family, if your family could just say, we're going to help rescue one family, call that number right now, 888-342-1010. And because of the match, actually two families will end up being helped because you did it right this hour here at Radio Night Live. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give a gift online at csi-usa.org, and when you give there, just scroll down to the Radio Night Live button. You'll see the logo, the kind of neon sign. Click on that, and it'll take you through. But there's also a video there that I would encourage you to watch, because it has some of the actual footage of some of the children who have survived and some of the things that they went through. I mean, Joel, there's no doubt about this. These marauders come in and they're yelling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And everybody knows what that means.
Mm-hmm. It is a jihad against the Christians, and the media in Nigeria has portrayed it as a clash. It's not a clash when 300 armed Muslims are coming to a village to slaughter innocent Christians. And,
right.
Thank you, Kevin, for letting people in the United States know what's actually going on there.
Well, it's something that we have. I've been so pleased that we've been able to help the 68 that we were able to help going into tonight's broadcast. Friends, my only hope and goal is that the 14 are cared for. Please make that call right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Again, that matching challenge, good for about another 9 minutes in this hour. So even if you've been thinking about it and now you've figured out what you want to give, if you do it now, you can still have that matched dollar for dollar. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. My final few minutes when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So it's my great honor to spend this evening with you, Kevin McCullough, as we have for many, many Christmases. On the final Saturday before the Christmas holiday, wish you a very God-blessed Christmas. There are many traditions in our household that we observe. One is we read the Sally Lloyd Jones Christmas classic, Song of the Stars. It tells the birth of Christ from the view of the animals that may have been witnessing it that night. There are things that we will do over the next couple of days where we will spend time as a family thinking about what it meant for Jesus to come as a baby to this world, to give his life, to live it, and for us to understand not only what that means, but how it impacts the way we live in this world. You may not be a person of faith, and that's okay. You don't have to be, but just know that we count in the Christian faith, we count that Jesus is coming to earth as a good thing for all of humanity. Because one of the things that I think Scripture is really clear about is that when God finally sets everything right, and I do believe that there is a final reckoning, a final day of judgment where that does occur, that there will be no more war, that there will be no more children whose heads are nearly chopped off by Islamic radicals, that there will be a day in which the waging of war against one another will come to an end, and that the injustice that's been done by people of all faiths and walks and from every stage of life, that will be corrected, that there will be a time where we will no longer have the pains of what this current life seems to so excel in bringing to us. But friends, in the interim, between now and that time, I believe that God has put us here on this planet for a purpose, and that is not only to know Him and who He is and what that means, but it is also to help alleviate the suffering and to help bring about grace and mercy and goodness in the lives of the people around us. And so as we have had the chance since the first part of September to tell you about the Fulani herdsmen and what they are doing to the Christians in Nigeria, friends, I can only ask you for the remaining 3 minutes of this hour, please pick up that phone and help rescue one of these 14 remaining families. 888-342-1010. In doing so, you fulfill God's purpose for you. You fulfill God's purpose for your neighbor. And you are making the world a better place in the process of doing it. Joel Vanderspeck, thank you for being with us this fall. We've so appreciated all the time that you've dedicated.
And thank you as well, Kevin, and to your listeners for being so generous in helping the Christians of Nigeria.
Absolutely. Friends, if you have not yet given, but you know that you intend to tonight, go to the phone and make that call right now. 888-342-1010. Just a couple of minutes left, but you can still have your gift matched by a cacophony of my advertising sponsors and supporters. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. And we hope to give you some very good news in the near future that I hope all 82 of these families were rescued and helped to relocate and to start a new life all over again in greater safety and concern. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll see you soon.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.